else that comes in.
Yeah,
fantasy, but I'm still thinking about my body going in and up and all those things. And to the person who texted us in, hello to you, no name. Look, even though you forgot Valentine's Day yesterday, don't worry. It's not too late. It's Valentine's weekend. We've just extended it. You've got two more days. You can still go get that card if you want to do it.
Get my card?
Yeah, where's my card?
Yeah, you can say you're sorry for...
Oh, yeah, you love us, sorry.
You know, for anything you haven't may do in the future.
And you can say, I love you 10 times a day.
Yeah.
Job done. Sorted.
Yeah.
Well, our next guest today is well-respected consultant plastic and reconstructive surgeon Lisa Sachs. She's also a sculptor, combining her finely tuned skin. Skins. What am I thinking, Chris? Skin. I'm thinking of facelift. It's just coming over me. Skills. It's a combination of sculpture and the human form that gives Lisa this amazing ability in her work as a surgeon. She's trained in every area of plastic surgery and now devotes herself almost entirely to plastic surgery. Surgery to create beauty and harmony. I loved reading that. Welcome, Lisa.
Good morning.
Let me move the mic a little bit nearer. So, sculpture to plastic surgery, the artist. I mean, to me, that is a brilliant combination because you must see in a different way to a lot of surgeons because you are artistic, you can see the human form. Would you say that's a great asset to your work?
I think it helps a lot, but the word that you used in my introduction I think is the most important, and that's harmony.
Yeah.
The result of whatever plastic surgery one has needs to look harmonious.
So it fits in with the rest of you?
With the rest of the body, yes.
So you don't want fabulous sort of tight forehead and...
Or fabulous tight face and a hanging down neck.
Or a stomach that reaches the floor. That was mine.
Well, there's some things that...
Every single time I found a...
Look, even though you forgot Valentine's Day yesterday, don't worry. Everything else that comes in.
Yeah.
Fantasy, but I'm still thinking about my body going in and up and all those things. And to the person who texted us in, hello to you, no name. Look, even though you forgot Valentine's Day yesterday, don't worry. It's not too late. It's Valentine's weekend. We've just extended it. You've got two more days. You can still go get that card if you want to do it.
Get my card?
Yeah, where's my card?
Yeah, you can say you're sorry for...
Oh, yeah, you love us, sorry.
You know, for anything you haven't may do in the future.
And you can say, I love you 10 times a day.
Yeah.
Job done. Sorted.
Yeah.
Well, our next guest today is well-respected consultant plastic and reconstructive surgeon Lisa Sachs. She's also a sculptor, combining her finely tuned skin. Skins. What am I thinking, Chris? Skin. I'm thinking of facelift. It's just coming over me. Skills. It's a combination of sculpture and the human form that gives Lisa this amazing ability in her work as a surgeon. She's trained in every area of plastic surgery and now devotes herself almost entirely to plastic surgery. Surgery to create beauty and harmony. I loved reading that. Welcome, Lisa.
Good morning.
Let me move the mic a little bit nearer. So, sculpture to plastic surgery, the artist. I mean, to me, that is a brilliant combination because you must see... in a different way to a lot of surgeons because you are artistic, you can see the human form. Would you say that's a great asset to your work?
I think it helps a lot, but the word that you used in my introduction I think is the most important, and that's harmony.
Yeah.
The result of whatever plastic surgery one has needs to look harmonious.
So it fits in with the rest of you?
With the rest of the body, yes.
So you don't want fabulous sort of tight forehead and...
Or fabulous tight face and a hanging down neck.
Or a stomach that reaches the floor. That was mine.
There's some things that one can very cleverly hide with good tailoring.
I know.
So that's okay. But the face is the dress one wears every day,
as they say. That's true. That's absolutely true. I imagine it's very scary for people to have plastic surgery from choice. Do you find people are scared? Would you say?
It's terrifying. Mm. I always... have huge admiration for people who actually come for surgery because it requires an enormous amount of courage. here's a person who's well and is going to subject themselves to an anaesthetic and a long operation if they're having their whole face, neck, brow, eyelids redone. And they're not going to feel so great for a couple of days and maybe a couple of weeks. So plastic surgery is the one branch of medicine where it's actually the patient who decides when it's time for the treatment, not the doctor, not the disease, not anything else. And as I often say to patients coming for big facial rejuvenation, if there was a booth where one could put one's money in, go inside, close the curtain and come out on the other side and it would all be done, then everybody would have it done. It would be easy. But it isn't. It's a big, big commitment. And the advent of plastic surgery as an entertainment form on television has completely distorted people's perceptions of what's involved with real surgery. They don't show the unpleasant part, the bruising, the discomfort, the blurred vision, the constipation from all the painkillers and so on. So I think people need to go into plastic surgery knowing what all the ramifications are.
And would you say that it's a certain age group that would want to come and have surgery?
Different procedures appeal to different age groups. Obviously, things like breast implants are probably the youngest patients we see. So if by the time a girl is 17 or 18, if she still looks like an 8-year-old, she realizes her breasts aren't going to develop. So that's the time that we usually see the youngest patients for breast augmentation. And then things keep going on different age groups after childbearing. People want their tummies done. People have breast reductions after they've had their babies. This week, I saw my oldest breast implant patient, 90 years old. I replaced her breast implants when she was 80. They'd been in for 26 years. She wanted them replaced. Two other plastic surgeons said, well, we'll take them out, but what do you want breast implants put in again at your age? She said, excuse me, if I've cared about how I looked all my life, why am I going to stop now? And she's now 90, and I saw her for a follow-up last week.
She looks stunning.
She's amazing.
You see, you're never too old to look fabulous. And that's the myth. You know, when you hit a certain age, you know what, you're meant to just let it go. But actually what we're talking about is you don't. You can look beautiful all the way through.
Well, you've hit on an important point. I believe real beauty is inside because it shines out.
Well, I like the packaging and the shining out too. Can I put the two together? You've answered my question. Chris is cracking up laughing. One of the things I was thinking about prior to you coming is about the confidence. Like, a lot of people do suffer from lack of confidence, especially women. And we were talking to Elaine earlier about dating, and it's women over 45 and they're divorced and they're single and they're going back out into the market. And they just don't feel good anymore. And do you, you know, this is like an opportunity to youth up a little bit. Is that your thinking on that?
You're so right, Livy. That's another milestone when people come and see me, when a relationship has broken up and now suddenly they're back in the market, as they say, and they can't bear the thought of showing their abdomen, which has been devastated by childbearing or some other feature.
That. We're not going to talk about that
some
today.
Other feature. That's when people want to come for surgery. But since it's the Valentine weekend, I want to tell you that my favourite story. Many years ago, a lady came to me a couple of years after a divorce, because we never do anything right when a patient's going through things. They need to be in equilibrium. She wanted a facelift and a neck lift, and she was feeling very down and felt she was looking very old. And I always see people twice so that they've got a cooling off period and can go away and think about things. She came back 3 months later for her second consultation, and I said, my God, you look amazing. Have you had your surgeries in some way? You look fantastic. What have you done? She said, I'm in love. And I said to her, you know what? Go away and come back in 10 years' time. You look fabulous. You actually don't need any surgery. And for me, that was a brilliant result, even without surgery. And really, as I said to you, being happy, being in love, smiling is what it's all about. And the surgical side, I tell patients, is just the icing on the cake. It's not the cake.
Okay, I like that. The inner you with a bit of icing. I go for that, Lisa. Thank you so much for coming in. So if people want to get hold of you, Lisa, how can they do that? Is there a way?
I have a website, lisasacks.co.uk, and I'm based at the Nuffield Hospital in Bristol. I also work at the Spire, but the brand new, wonderful, swanky Nuffield Hospital is definitely a place to look at.
Oh,
to visit.
Oh, see. Oh, well, I'm booked in, Chris. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
I need a bit of nip and tuck. Thank you so much for coming in. Lovely to see you. Listen to us, Libby and Chrissy, on BBC Radio Bristol.
Do you have...